Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord tonight. I give God all the honor and glory for what he's doing and what he's about to do in my life. I thank him for allowing me a chance to be an instrument in your life to tell you things that you don't know of. He said in his word, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. I don't know whether you understand or believe in the things that are going on in the world. It's just not a, like people say, oh, that's just a part of life. No, that's not a part of life. We have an enemy out there, praise God. And because of who God is in our life, we are able to overcome this devil. Amen. Praise God. By the word. Amen. Amen. Praise God that we are given. Amen. And our testimonies. Praise God. And our faith in God. I want to speak to you tonight about the heart and the spirit. They are two different functionings in our body. Praise God. A lot of people say, amen, praise God, the heart and the spirit is the same, but it's not. And I'm going to give you a clarity on it, and you're going to be able to understand what's going on in your life and why you have been experiencing such a traumatic downfall. Most of the time you up, but most of the time you down, and it just seemed like, is there ever going to be a chance for you to accumulate and accomplish the things that you need to accomplish in this earth realm? Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you tonight that through God's Son, Jesus Christ, amen, who is the Word, who is the seed planter, amen, praise God, and the one that we supposed to have as far as, amen, a mind transforming, amen. He is the one that has brought us through a mighty, mighty dangerous pathway. Amen. Praise God. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end is destruction. But there's a pathway that we must take. Amen. Praise God. To get to where we need to be, but we have to have a heart transformation. Formation. This is a series of teaching about the functions of the heart and its works and the spirit and its works. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to seal this works right now with the Holy Spirit. Open up their understandings. Let them be enlightened by the will of God. We bind up Satan and his tricks and traps. Amen, because he has been revealed and exposed, amen, through the works, amen, that I'm presenting in this series of teaching. We praise you, Lord God. We magnify you. We give you glory. All the honor and all the praise. Saints, you don't have to lose. You can be a winner. Amen, praise God. Well, you say, well, how can I be a winner when there's always some kind of afflictions? There's some kind of attacks, my mind, amen, my heart, I can't get it right, amen. No matter what goes on, there's always an issue and seem like I want to faint in my mind. But the Bible tells us to have the mind of Christ, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Let us have the heart of Christ, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God, in order to survive the things that the enemy has placed in our lives to try to overthrow us. He want to try to destroy God's will. Amen. Praise God. This strategy that Satan is using is the cloning of the heart. And you've seen that in Genesis chapter 3 when he came in and he deceived the woman and caused her to eat off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And in that was a bactrim, a bacteria that could not be seen with the naked eye. Back then, they didn't have no microscope, amen, to see what was going on. So because of this, amen, Eve partook of the fruit, and I can't say it was an apple, praise God. A lot of people preach that, but they don't know the know whether it was an apple or what it was. And then she gave to her husband, and he took of it. Amen. Praise God. Then you read later on that Eve birthed her firstborn child. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible says his name was Cain, and he was the seed of the wicked one. You can find that in James, the book of James. Well, the wicked one seed, amen, praise God, was corrupt. He was corrupt, number one, from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and what went into it. Then Satan literally had sex with Eve, and she conceived that child. Back then, in Genesis, I think it's 5, amen, praise God, it speaks about how those sons of God went down, amen, praise God, and had a sexual relationship with the women of men, and they conceived giants, freaks that were in the earth realm. Well, they were all destroyed in the time of Adam all the way up to when Noah, amen, and God caused the flood. Well, because of this, amen, the DNA of Cain was messed up, amen, and he should have had all of Adam's DNA, amen. It should have been Adam's seed. But it wasn't. Amen. And the Satan's heart from the beginning was evil because after he had sin in heaven, Isaiah 14 tells you about how he said he would exalt himself above the Most High God. Well, he thought in his heart, amen, and he believed in his heart that he could overthrow God in his heart. His heart was wicked. Amen. Well, Cain's heart was wicked, just like Satan. Amen. Praise God. And when Jesus died on the cross, one of the things that he did, he left his literally traces of his blood that really came down and began to be a part of our blood. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, we were engrafted in through that blood. Amen. Praise God. And we became the seeds of the Holy Ghost, of Father God. Amen. And because of that, amen, praise God, now our DNA shows a distinct difference between the seeds of Satan and the seeds of God. We have the DNA of Jesus Christ, which identifies us as being a part of God. Well, all through the Bible, God speaks about the heart and how He told Israel that he would give them a heart of flesh, and amen, and how the heart was wicked, and how we had to do maintenance on the heart. Amen. Praise God. You see, the heart is where God, amen, does his works. Amen. And if his works is not done in the heart and completed, then the enemy will literally overthrow, amen, the works of God that he has planted, that seed that he has planted in our heart. That's why we have the word. The word is a seed, amen, praise God, and it's planted in our hearts in order for us to be disciplined and to keep the commandments of God so that we won't sin against him. What did the psalmist say in Psalms, amen, praise God, 51, hallelujah, and 10, it said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." Now, it said, "Create me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me." And Psalms 119:11 said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God." That's where we sin. Amen. In our hearts, Amen. The heart, amen, is where God does his works, amen, in an individual. He is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless because of the attacks of the enemy. Amen. God has to establish that heart that it will not be transformed. Satan is cloning us, if you want to call it. He's trying to do a transformation in our hearts so that our hearts will no longer desire the will of God, and we will have the image and the likeness, the seeds of Satan dwelling on the inside of us, being wicked, evil fruits, amen, producing evil fruits, when we're supposed to produce seeds of righteousness. God is able to keep us from falling, praise God, if we adhere to that word. God used the seeds, which is the word of God, to feed the heart because it can be nourished. Amen. Praise God. And literally can survive the attacks of the enemy. Satan is there to overthrow the will of God by planting, amen, praise God, his tares right along with the seeds. Remember the seed that were planted, and some fell on good ground and some fell on thorny places, amen, and then some of them in the midst of that were literally destroyed because they wasn't able to get the nourishment through the word that they were supposed to get because their minds were blocked, their soulish realm, their hearts were messed up by Satan, amen, praise God. And so because of this, the wheat and the tare literally grows up together, and God allows that. He said the angels would separate them because if we begin to try to separate the wheat from the tare, we might destroy the wheat, because any little thing that the wheat does in the process of growing and it makes a mistake, amen, it might veer to the left or veer into something, well, God see that a tear is in the midst of it, and it must be taken away. So, amen, in our hearts, amen, praise God, where the seed is planted, God is going to do the work, amen, through the word of Jesus Christ, amen, in order for us to stand and survive. Amen, praise God. There's too many of us that are fainting, that are dying, and Satan is killing us out, cloning us with his old wicked stuff, engrafting seed right along with the seed of God, and then that seed being perverted, it will overtake, if God doesn't stop it, the good seed, and it will begin to produce its own likeness. We have often read about the sower that sowed the seeds and how some did not take root for various reasons. So, amen, praise God. In this teaching, we're going to understand about the seeds and the sower, but we're going to understand, praise God, how Satan is trying to engraft. You know, in horror culture, the technique whereby tissues from one plant are inserted in those of another so that the two sets of vascular tissues may join together. This vascular joining is called insocculation, and I'm going to spell it insocculation, so that you so you can pronounce it better than me, praise God. Well, it's insocculation. Then when we have cloning of animals and humans, amen, today, and there are some humans that have been cloned as I was reading. Well, cloning is the creation of an organism that is an exact generic copy of another. Amen, but amen, praise God. That doesn't mean that it's going to function correctly, because in the mutation of it, it will not have the same correct DNA, and it's going to be a malfunction. I don't care how many animals they clone, and for whatever reason they do it, there's going to always be some kind of blemish in it. It's DNA is going to be off, amen, between them. So in Matthew 13:3, and he spake many things unto them in the parable, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he had sown, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. Praise God. A lot of us, amen, praise God, have been sown, praise God, but a lot of us were not able to survive because there were issues in our life or the cares of the world, amen, praise God, and all these things. It came right in and began to mess with our heart, amen, praise God, where that seed was supposed to be sown, and it began to cause us to default, to be effective in a way that we could not, amen, praise God, function, amen, so we died out, amen. And then some fell by stony places and had not much earth, and, amen, nothing to keep it rooted, amen, praise God. And it literally didn't have enough deepness in it. And we, as the body of Christ, some of us don't have enough deepness, amen, praise God, in the word in order to understand how to survive in our hearts. Amen, our hearts faint at the simplest things, amen, praise God, that go on, praise God. So, amen, it's not planted in good fertile ground, and it won't produce anything but that wicked seeds, amen, that Satan has tried to, amen, deal with concerning our lives. And it goes on to tell us this, the various other things that it does, as they were sown, amen, in the sun, and they were scorched, and they had no roots. They were withered away, praise God. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them, praise God, and all that that is in there. Well, we, as the body of Christ, those thorns are still attached, amen, and it began to choke out the word in our heart, amen, praise God, and we begin to walk in doubt, we begin to walk in unbelief, amen, and we begin to literally reject the will of God. Well, because of the works of God, amen, his works is to literally, amen, sow those seeds so that Satan doesn't do his evil and cause us to die and go to hell. The heart is the seat of the emotions, praise God, amen. It works with the desires, the affection, the thoughts, understanding, reasoning, power, imagination, conscious, intentions, amen, purpose, your will, even your faith, your belief, your love or hate, perceptions, compassion, hurt, forgiveness, and unforgiveness, and even anger, praise God, praise God, amen. So we, as the body of Christ, amen, praise God, need to know, amen, praise God, how to cultivate and to get that heart, amen, right through the word of God. Because the words, amen, praise God, of God will keep us in the midst of that. Amen, praise God. You remember when King Saul was appointed to be king, and all of a sudden he became corrupted? Well, he became corrupted because he had sinned. And evil thoughts, tormenting spirits would come to him, and they would torment him to the point, amen, praise God, that they were driving him crazy, amen. And David had to play music, amen, in order to keep his mind stable enough to think and function right. Well, the enemy, he comes in and torments us in the mind, what we say is the heart. And the heart begins to experience those tormentings, and from day to day, amen, we go about, amen, making mistakes, amen, because of the way our heart, amen, has been tampered with. Amen. Praise God. Satan literally, amen, is there to stop the will of God, saints. Amen. Amen. Praise God. This is why David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Inside of the soulish realm, the inward man, praise God, that heart got to be corrected. Amen. And so some of the scriptures that I want to give to you is Romans 21:15. Works of the law is within your heart and conscience. Romans 10:10, Mark 11:23, and I'm going to read all of these off, amen, on the next session and then go into them. Hebrews 3:12, the heart is where you must believe God. Amen. Praise God. Romans 5:15, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 3:17. The heart is the dwelling place of God. Amen. That's where God dwells. That's where he functions. Amen. And operate. Amen. In us. Amen. Praise God. To do the will. Praise God. When our heart is wicked, amen, we cannot say that we belong to God, because there is a seed that's been planted, literally planted there, in order to try to overthrow the will of God. But our heart must connect with God and do right. Praise God. It must do the things that it was created for, because if it does not, praise God, you're not going to make it to heaven, praise God. You're going to always be in a position where Satan is going to get the literally upper hand, and then you'll be wondering, why am I thinking that thought? Why is my heart the way it is? My desires are supposed to have been right, but now I'm doing all kind of wicked stuff, and it literally messes your life up. So we're going to go into various scriptures and break it down to the point that you'll understand more about the heart and the functions, amen, praise God, and what we can do about it to maintain it. It needs maintenance, because James tells us about how evil the heart is, amen, praise God, and we need to understand how to get this heart right so that we can, amen, see God. Satan have you killing out your own children, because your heart has been messed up. He'll have you taking drugs because your heart has been messed up. He'll have you doing a lot of wicked stuff because how he has entered into the heart and literally caused you to die. What did he do with Judas? The Bible say that Satan had entered into Judas' heart, the wickedness that Judas was to perform against Jesus Christ by turning Jesus Christ in and selling him out for 30 pieces of silver. Get your heart right, saints, and listen to this, because this is going to be a life-changing experience that will help you overcome the works of the devil. If your heart is not right, everything else will be out of order. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. God bless.